Call this public hearing to order at 6:31. The purpose of this is to get public comment on the issue in front of the board to, correct me if I'm saying this incorrectly, Dave, declassify a section of Shaw Road per the request of the resident and landowner who owns the land on both sides of the road. Would that be accurate? Okay, so we have half an hour allotted for this hearing. So we are here to listen and take notes. We will not be taking action on this tonight, not in this hearing nor at our meeting at 7 o'clock after it. It will be on the agenda for action on the meeting on March 6th, which is our next meeting. So this is purely an opportunity for us to listen to public comment on that specific issue. Anything else you want to add to that, Dave? Good. Okay. Why don't we move from my right to left across the room and start over here. Just raise your hands as we move, as I scan across. And if you can state your name, we are recording this so that we have a recording of it. Just state your name. And looks like probably try to keep our comments to, let's call it 5 minutes or less based on the number of people here. Anyone? Oh.
No, go ahead. Okay, so my comment is during
can you
this
say your name first,
oh sorry, Elena Sinkova.
Yep.
My comment is so during the site visit, what I feel like was not mentioned was that there's kind of extensive Airbnb activity going on at that end of the where they live basically. And with the addition of the new house, so there's like, I guess, three currently almost habitable places. And so I'm assuming that the Airbnb activity will continue and it will increase. So I kind of wonder if you create the road and make it private, what about like emergency access? So I think that's like a really important thing coming. My background is we ran Airbnb with thousands of reviews. I mean, it was in an urban setting, so it wasn't like in rural Vermont. But at the same time, I think if you're in a rural place, I mean, facilities here and like, you know, response times from ambulances, police, whatnot, it's so much longer than say like in Boston or New York or wherever like that. So kind of like making it private and kind of putting like a gate there and like putting something there, it kind of increases that length of response time, which I think is really dangerous. And the select board should really kind of consider that. There's kind of a reason why historically hotels, inns, B&Bs were located on major roads, on routes, on big roads where you can easily access them, because these are usually people that come here, they're not from like Northfield, they're not from, you know, Waitsfield, they're actually from Boston and New York and places like that, places where people don't believe in winter tires, where they don't think that's an actual thing. I was one of those people, didn't believe in them, I thought that was a sales gimmick. So it's kind of these people tend to be really inexperienced driving in Vermont conditions, whether it's mud season or like a covered road full of ice. So it's kind of, it really kind of makes me uneasy. And also, I live on Shaw Road, so there are a number of times where I've seen like out-of-state cars being pulled by a tractor to the Airbnb. So this is like insane to me, because this person is not from here. This person doesn't know how to drive and they're being pulled up a hill. So it's like, well, how are they gonna get down? Good God. I mean, they're in the hands of God, I guess. So I don't know. That's also kind of a concern to me. So again, if it's private, if it's cordoned off, they're basically being pulled to God knows what in a private setting, and then ambulances or fire departments or whatever can't really find them, access them, because it's private. And it just, it makes me really uneasy, and I wouldn't want Roxbury to be in the news for something like this. Because Shaw Road is a trail. It's not city plowed. It's not, it's a trail. It's not even actually like kind of like officially a road. I don't know the specifics of it. I'm sorry. I'm not really from here. I'm sorry. Anyway. So yeah, I guess those are my two points. And like kind of making it private, that would be kind of really scary to me from the Airbnb perspective and the out-of-towners coming here. Because we've definitely, like, from a personal experience, like, our car is not super great. It seats all of us, though, so it's fine. And there are times where going up the hill, you don't make it the first time. And that's fine. You just go to the town sand pit, get some sand, and, you know, up you go. Maybe not the first time, maybe the second time. It is what it is. But we kind of live here, and so we're kind of used to the fact that, hey, maybe, you know, won't make it up the first time, maybe in an hour or so, maybe in 2 hours. It is what it is. So, but out-of-towners, I don't think would have that kind of, I think panic would sort of set in. Also, being an out-of-towner, I remember going to Maine and Vermont and having that panic set in, like, okay, we're going to freeze to death. This is it, kids, I love you.
All right,
that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. I can be last.
Well, we can reverse the movement across.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Can I use the visual aids that are behind you, John?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So.
Can you state his name?
Yes, if you could tell.
This is Sean Cummings. This great Tammy is the, what is it called, the Beers Atlas of 1873?
I think so.
Right. So Shaw Road is on here. It's up here. How long ago was 1873? 107 plus 127.
150
years ago. Wow, that's a long time. Why are we getting rid of it now? I'm sort of against, and I think there's been over a lot of them, there's probably other throws that have been thrown up here. They probably have some kind of historical value, and the historic society hasn't been open the entire time we've lived here that I know of, so I haven't been able to do the research, but I'd like to know a little bit more about the road I live on before we throw up the rest of it, because unless anybody here can tell me some really good stories, tell me some history. Because I think a lot of roads have been thrown up in Vermont that really shouldn't have been. With ignorance to the history by people who moved here from somewhere else and don't know anything. So that's the biggest thing I'm against that I'm going to add to what Wayne said. I had something else too. Also, regardless of whether. Sigsbys have a proper turnaround on their portion after the corner of our lot, I don't believe that this is not going to cause us some kind of nuisance, because I think people are going to try to like turn around in our driveway, or once I finish the loop that I'm permitted to do with the other driveway cut, people are going to start using our place as a turnaround. I think it's going to be a nuisance. So those are two big concerns I have as well. I'm all set.
Where's the current turnaround?
Well, there is no. I mean, Dave McShane said that they'd be required to put one, but I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Sorry if I'm not following, I'm just taking notes this time. Do this. Carol?
Carol Rainbow? I have a question around the purpose of closing off this road. Is there a problem that is currently occurring that this would solve? Are there people up there littering or driving four-wheelers or trespassing onto private property? What is the purpose of closing this road that other folks might want to walk on? Or is there a real reason, or what is the reason?
I think we could speak to that, but we also have the residents who are petitioning the board to do it right there, and I think probably they'd be better, so that I'm not paraphrasing their responses, to answer that, but we'll let you keep going with that. No, just make sure Carol's done before.
No, that's my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
So basically, in short, what's the reasoning? Is it solving the problem?
Is there a problem?
Okay.
A serious problem is that this would solve. That's my question. So why is this happening?
Do you want me to respond to that while it's fresh in everybody's mind?
Or do you want to go last?
I mean, the quick answer is yes, there are problems. We've had trespassing, we've had...
This is Eric Sixby, by the way.
We've had littering, we've had crime, we've had theft, we've had police reports, we've had all of that. And there's no other property down the end of that road. It's a dead-end road. Half of it is already... It's a one-mile road. Half a mile of it is already private. So there's no reason to go down there other than to get to my property. And now there's an old piece of a trail that I've been maintaining for over 12 years. Nobody else contributes to the maintenance. The town occasionally gives us a load of sand or a load of gravel. They haven't given us anything this year. So I've been maintaining it, and I bought the track that it bisects. I own both sides of the road. It's 116 acres, divided roughly in half, and we've had people coming down there that have no reason. Once you step off the road, you're trespassing. And so we wanted to just close it off.
So that's been happening?
Yes,
definitely.
We've had people coming in. We've had to file police reports, and we have to file no trespass letters against them.
We have... I mean, with regard to, I know there was a concern about our Airbnb. We probably told maybe people once or twice who came with two-wheel drive instead of four-wheel drive, and I talked to all of my guests specifically saying, this is only four-wheel drive from November until April. We have people over the past 3 years coming in like twice a week, maybe once or twice at most with course. Before, I think Eric even helped Sean once pull him out because he was having a hard time getting in, and these are part of the road. But I turn around people who just said they don't pass the road drive. So if that's a question, we are not planning on putting any gate. I've had people driving all the way to my house and turning around and just exploring. So I have people in my backyard. And yes, we're building this second property, but it just really felt like people are just being nosy. And we've had times they've stolen cameras that we've put to try to see.
Well, as far as fire safety is concerned, yes. I mean, the fire trucks can get there now. As long as I continue to maintain the road, I'm the only one that does, the fire trucks will continue to get there. If I do decide to put a gate up, there is a gate where it's private now.
And we never closed it?
I closed it years and years ago. There is a lock on it. I'm not even sure I remember the combination of it. But, if I were ever going to do that, if we were ever going to leave and want to lock it up, we could lock it up, and that would make it a more secure location for the homes that we have back there.
And there would not be anybody living in there.
And
we would not
be
renting it if we're locking it. There's nobody staying.
Well,
in the
there would be a combination for the fire department that while we were gone, we would get them a combination. It's simple.
And there is a turnaround.
But that's no different than it is now.
There is
a
turnaround.
It's just a little more, it's another quarter of a mile section that I own both sides of, and there's no reason to go down there unless you're gonna trespass on my property. That's it. There's no reason to go down there. People walk on it. We have neighbors and friends that walk on it, and as long as they're respectful and you know, polite, we don't mind people walking on the road, but as soon as they step off, they're trespassing. Now, if they want to step off, I have neighbors that, you know, we have a neighbor that brings his snowcat up there. He drives it up the road, and he makes trails, and they ski on it, and that's fine, but they're on my property by permission. And the road is just, the road is now the only thing that wouldn't be private. And there's no reason to be on that road unless you're planning to trespass on my property.
And we're only requesting like an extra quarter mile, but I mean, ultimately people come all the way to the private road because this is where they end up turning around.
And there are two turnarounds on it right now, besides the one in our house. There's a where it's private now, there's a very large log landing turnaround there that turned an 18-wheeler. And then you've got the turnaround in the driveway, and then right where the new property is, where we would be asking that it be privatized, there is a turnaround there. It probably needs a couple of loads of material to level it up, but it's a legit turnaround. They've been turning log trucks in there and other trucks in there now. So that's all done. But if, you know, whatever you guys say is required for the turnaround, we'll put whatever material in there and get it done. I mean, it's already cut. It just needs to be stabilized.
Okay. Jerry?
Jerry
D'Amico.
Jerry D'Amico. It's Eric and a few other petitioners. Okay. Where is it being shut off? At your house?
No.
I can explain. So currently the SIGFIs, I'll just cut to the chase so we don't have residents talking back at each other. Currently the SIGFIs own the property that encompasses the physical end of Shaw Road, which then backs up, and for anyone else who doesn't know, backs up to Northfield. So part of their original property is in Roxbury, and the other part of it is in Northfield. So there is no section of Roxbury between their house and Northfield. It crosses and straddles that town boundary. They recently purchased, I don't know when, the next section of property down Shaw Road, 116 acres, that is on both sides of the road and goes up to their property. So
from beyond Cummings property.
So there are abutting properties, and they've requested that at that area where they have created a logging landing for their current logging operation, that that's where it would be put up and have a turnaround.
I know the property.
Yeah.
Cummings is on the left, and JP's on the right.
Jerry probably knows the properties in Roxbury more than anyone.
Probably so.
We're neighbors on the north.
Okay, and I do have some really good stories about Shaw Road and Doc Shaw and all the trails and things that he used to do and the buggies and all that. Great stories.
I'm opposed to turning over all these town roads. When they first bought the property, they had that piece thrown up that was in Roxbury. First off, we don't have any, Roxbury residents, they are Northfield residents. So we're getting a petition from a Northfield resident to throw up a part of Roxbury.
Well, you're a property owner in Roxbury.
But you're not a resident. I didn't say you weren't a property.
Well,
but they threw up a piece. That road used to
be.
Eric, you'll have your opportunity to respond.
That piece was thrown up. It used to connect down to the Erskine Road. It used to be a piece of the little Kent Road, the way the stone walls were, that went right down to the Erskine Road. You'd be at the end of Roxbury Line and your property. And that used to be great, you know, for people who used to walk and ski. I'm talking to Gene Sevy, used to And then, like on your property had a road that went up to Gelfond's. You know, and I know a lot of people were upset when they threw that one up. So we just keep throwing up property, these old town roads. Who knows what's going to happen in 20 years? You know, maybe it'll become a sanctuary, but who knows what that, what the Shore Road will become. And I'm just opposed to keep throwing up. People like to walk, you know, they're limiting places for hiking, for recreation in the town by throwing it up. Yeah, maybe they can't go off the road, but they can still use that public road. It is a public road as of today. For bird watching, for hiking, you know, just hiking in and out. Everyone just keeps, you know, can't afford to, or don't have the ability to walk up in the woods. But you take a rural road such as the Shore Road, there are a lot of people who like to walk out there just for bird watching. Probably seen more, as much wildlife on that road. I've seen bear, I've seen deer, I've seen moose, I've seen grouse, you know, just in the road. It's a great place to walk. Even if they're going to post it, make us trespassers in our own town. But still people like to walk, and it is a rural road. It's a class 4 road. It doesn't cost the town a dime, as Eric said. He's the one that's been maintaining it. And it's just ironic that on your agenda tonight is an item for inclusion. And here we have wealthy out-of-state people who moved in and it's trying to exclude the town. Sorry, Eric, but that's the way. Yeah. And we did this over in East Roxbury with the, who was then the Christian, Christiansen's. When they, you know, when they built that, click the used to be able to walk down Crane Hill, go down, over through
that. Back in the 60s, wasn't it, Harry?
They threw that up in the 60s, but it was still open until the guy built the observatory. I've forgotten his name. But that used to be open, and now it's closed off. They're going to, if they close off the 4 mile wood road, that's the next one that's going to come up. This one passes, you'll see that one probably in short period of time. It's, you're limiting the people in Lithia, the people with no means. The people with means always can do stuff like that. You know, they can buy up their enough property to make their own private enclaves. But the people here with no means. I'm speaking to other people in town. Every time we throw up a piece of property, we're giving away something for nothing. There's no benefit, and this one has absolutely no benefit to anybody but the city.
May I?
I want to make sure that you guys have time at the end. We are starting to run short on time. So I'm going to go back for 45 seconds comments. Starting with people who haven't spoken, or 1 minute comments for people who haven't spoken. Yeah.
Okay, I'm keeping it very short.
Yeah.
Dominique Garache, corner of Shaw Road, Water Mountain.
Okay.
And I'm in full agreement with the gentleman there. And the reason being, walking on Shaw Road, the traffic is easy, nobody runs you over, you can't walk on Warren Mountain Road. You can't walk on a lot of the public roads in Oxbury. This is one of the few public roads that you can walk on.
Okay.
Now, I may have missed out. I didn't realize there was going to be a discussion so much earlier. And I went online to see if any documents had been submitted, because I was really curious to find out what is the safety issue. Because you have a lot of discretion as a select board, but it's really limited to safety of the public as it requires. So what documentation has been presented to suggest there's a safety issue with the abandonment of this public road for private interest? And the concern I would have is that it's giving up land. And unless there's a safety reason for giving it up, I'm really curious why the town would want to give up. And even if you look at your own handbook for local officials and you read through why is it important to keep Class 4 highways and trails, they're very much in support of keeping them because there's certainly a cost to buying back the right-of-way. So since your primary responsibility is for safety, where's the documentation that something is unsafe? And, you know, I can certainly give you the statutory site if you find that helpful, but I'm sure you've already read it. So your limitation is based upon safety, and I haven't seen the documents, but I may have missed them. So if there are documents out there that suggest safety is an issue, they weren't posted on the website, and I haven't seen them, but I'm late. So if I missed it, I apologize. Thank you.
John?
Yeah, so I mean, the only legitimate safety issue at Shaw Road is the part that's going to always have to stay public, which is the extreme slope up from Orange Mountain Road, which, unlike what Eric said, I constantly sand that myself to make that safe. So what he said is wrong, first of all. It's just wrong. I sand it like every other day. He doesn't sand hardly every occasion, like he's a contractor. He mostly sand in the middle where your tires don't go. I mean, I send where my tires go. It's a one-lane road. I mean, okay. That was that. That's the only safety issue that I thought about.
Okay.
He would want it.
Let's reserve the last 3.5 minutes for the Sigsbys. Is there anything you'd like to...
Well, I was just wondering, well, we've had the cameras put up once we bought the property, and I just don't even recall while looking at the photos anybody really walking on that part of the road where the cameras were posted. And then my question is, people want to come and walk on the road. My question is, where are they going to park their cars? Are they going to park it on the mountain road before Shaw Road? Because there's no space. Unless you want to park your car and walk on Shaw Road, where do you park your car to walk on Shaw Road without just getting on our property, if you're going to be walking that way? There's no way to park, as Sean said, it's really interesting and space for one car to drive by. So where are people wanting to walk this road, this trail, where are they going to park their cars? Unless they park their cars on our property. And the only part that we're requesting is just barely a quarter mile. The rest is already been made. It's not like taking away a whole trail. It's just a quarter mile. It's just an acre. So it's not a painful, like, night-long hike. It's a five-minute walk.
Okay. Eric, anything to finish
well,
off?
Well, I mean, I think I've spelled it out in the request, all the information. There is a no trespass letter filed of record. There is a police report for the theft. There are posted signs that have been up there for the 12 years that I've lived there and been maintaining it. It's been posted for that 12-year period. And yes, I've had had conversations with four-wheelers and mud bikers and people running up and down the trails and stuff and disturbing the livestock and the, not livestock, but the animals and natural inhabitants, moose, deer, you know, bears. You know, we created a habitat up there, and we'd like to keep it a habitat. So we don't allow hunting. We have had hunters come up there, and they park off the road, on the property, and I've had gunshots through my signs, bullet holes in the signs. So, you know, yeah, there's a safety issue. And the more access you allow in there, with really no reason to be there. It's a dead-end street. It's a quarter mile that's already private for the other half a mile. And so I don't really see any reason. The town doesn't provide any benefit. It doesn't cost them anything, sure, but, you know, there's no services being provided to me for the maintenance of it. So I just need to take care of it, and then I can not have to worry about it.
Okay, thank you. Arthur?
Will you accept documents for your consideration?
Sure. Just because you weren't here at the beginning.
I am sorry.
That's fine. Just to let you and anyone else who joined us later, this evening is not, it's just a public hearing for us to take comment. We will not be taking any action at this meeting or the meeting that's going to start in 30 seconds. That will be an item, assuming any questions that need answering behind the scenes between now and then. This would be on the 6th, the meeting on the 6th, where the board would take action. The only reason I can imagine we wouldn't do that is if for some reason our legal counsel said we shouldn't, but otherwise you could expect it on that. Okay. Thank you. All right, we'll adjourn this at 7 o'clock. And give us a couple minutes to get our recording device.